radical Republican and champion of democracy. Join me for Monday's morning show. The program begins just after 8.
You are listening to the unmistakable opening to the 1972 film The Godfather by composer Nino Rota. Parts of this composition were used in a previous film, therefore it did not qualify for the 1972 Oscars. However, it showed up again in Godfather 2 and was then able to finally win an Oscar. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. And I am your host, Lily Maselli. And today we will experience music and the Oscar. In the 2007 film from Ireland called Once, we meet a vacuum repairman who spends his evening as a street musician. But one day he meets a Czech immigrant girl who's been selling flowers for a living. Besides falling in love with her, he finds out that she is also an inspiring singer-songwriter. So they both decided to collaborate and write songs. The outcome was the Oscar-winning song, Falling Slowly.
Through me.
The 1945 film State Fair centers on a young man and his melancholy sister who are headed off to the Iowa State Fair with their mother and father. Wayne, the brother, is plotting revenge against a fair barker, whereas Margie, his sister, is looking for love. The actress Jean Crane plays Margie, but she couldn't sing. So the song, It Might As Well Be Spring, was actually sung by Luann Hogan and went on to win the Oscar.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother says. I sit around and mope, pretending I'm wonderful and knowing I'm a dope. As restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
This episode about Oscar-winning songs would not be complete without mentioning the music of a most popular film franchise. I admit it, I'm a James Bond big fan. So many of the Bond films have songs which have won Oscars. My favorite film is Skyfall. And in this film, we learn so much about the personal life of James Bond. The song was written by Adele and producer Paul Epworth. And Adele's voice brings out the dark and moody lyrics beautifully.
mountain, feel the earth move, and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue.
Pinocchio from 1940 was just the second Disney animated feature film. The Oscar-winning song from the film When You Wish Upon a Star brings to life the story of the wooden toy puppet who dreams of being a real boy. I think we all have the child in us as we make a wish on the first shooting star we see at night.
When you wish upon a star, upon a star, your dreams come
Director Gordon Parks' 1971 film Shaft gave us the first really convincing African-American private eye. There was this handsome African-American man wearing a long leather jacket over a turtleneck walking the streets of New York City. And people wondered who he was. For a generation of African-American and white audiences who saw it on the big screen when it first came out, the movie was and still is a cultural touchstone. Isaac Hayes's electrifying score added even more excitement to the film. Plus, he won an Oscar for the title song. Taylor Hackford's 1985 film White Nights is the story of a Russian dancer who tries to defect to America, but is brought back and sent to live with an American dancer who's defected to Russia and lives with his Russian wife. It's all a ploy to keep the Russian dancer happy and to stay in Russia. But the two become friends and plot an escape. Every time, the stars of the film, Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines, are together on the screen are the moments when the movie is most alive, along with Lionel Richie's Oscar-winning song. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, Music and the Oscar. And remember, Martin Scorsese said it best, you don't make pictures for Oscars. And until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. And let me know how you are enjoying the show, and if you'd like me to explore a specific theme, you can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. Until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know how you're enjoying the show and if you'd like me to explore a specific theme. You can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.